A very beloved friend of mine came into work about a week ago and had this very profound shirt on. And let me give you a bit of background about this friend. This friend is a complete and total liberal. She is progressive. She is a social justice warrior. She's everything that I'm not. But we have this mutual love for each other. And when we talk about certain topics, we are able to debate and then, come back to center and remain friends. However, she came to work and she had a shirt, and the shirt said feminist AF. For most of you that understand what AF means, it means, very feminist, basically. And I walked past her desk and she says, "Look at my shirt." And she just starts laughing. She said, "When I put the shirt on, I thought about you and what you would say." And my response was, "Well, I'm not a feminist, so I would never wear that shirt." And it was so funny. I mean, we had a great laugh about it. It was great. I mean, we have built a relationship to where I think most people in this political climate need to build a relationship, and that's just to remember that we're human and we're still American, and what we believe is what we believe. But I also believe that, we're all a part of a different fabric that wovesinto the same flag. So we have this understanding, so it's always a good time. But I really wanted to revisit that experience because I think about what types of looks, what types of stereotypes, what types of assumptions would be made about me if I wore a shirt that said, "I'm not feminist," or anti-feminism, or anything that goes against what this third wave radical feminist movement has become. I wonder what I would get, how I would be received. And it really started churning in my mind that maybe I shouldn't do it because, for some reason, in today's climate, for a woman to say, "Hey, I'm not a feminist," for some reason, you're considered a traitor. Like you're on man's side. Like you don't understand. Like someone has you brainwashed that you, how dare you not be a feminist, right? That's this sort of convoluted, kind of murky water thinking that we have towards women in this generation that don't identify as feminists. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, I have to put this on the podcast because I know there's so many women out there who are like myself. Now, when I say I'm not a feminist, I'm not saying that I'm not for women's rights. In addition to that, what I am saying is that women have the same rights as men right now. I think this third wave radical feminism has really pushed far left ideologies that exemplify women hating men. Women hate men, right? So that's this new feminist movement. Women hate men. Men can't talk about women's issues. When a man talks, he's mansplaining. Like men just have this very toxic masculine power over women that we're trying to fight because we don't have any rights. A very popular argument that most feminists have, which, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but a man that's a feminist is just, I don't understand it, okay? I really don't understand how a man can be a feminist. How can you be a feminist? But anyway, I'm sorry, I kind of got off track here, but the logic behind most of these arguments behind feminism is that women aren't paid as much as men. Women are subject to just being housewives and mothers and whatever type of, stereotype of the 50s they try to put on it, that we're completely out of to this day. But anyway, women don't get paid as much as men. This is like the main thing that women have a gripe about. First of all, can we at least put into perspective that you live in a country where women can even work and make a living wage? Let's just talk about that first. Can we just talk about how there are women in other countries who are literally not getting paid because A, they can't work. B, if they do work, they're still not going to get paid. And C, they're under real male terrorism. Let's just talk about that for a minute, okay? So that's the first thing that makes me upset. We live in a country where we value people. Period. Okay. If you have a skill, if you have a job set that can perform, you will get paid. But let me just bring it back around here. So women don't get paid as much as men. And if we follow that logic, if we get into a conversation about that, especially with me, I seriously say, okay, well, if we follow your logic and you say, hey, women don't get paid as much as men, this is why I'm fighting for women's rights. Okay, cool. My answer to that would be, so if women didn't get paid as much as men, why would these companies not just hire women? If you have literally tried to prove your whole life as a feminist that women don't get paid as much as men, why aren't these companies investing in a smaller, a smaller human capital than paying men more? Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they decrease their overhead significantly to a feminist's point, right? Why would these companies hire men and pay them more if women get paid less? That's my first argument. It makes absolutely no sense. A company never wants to increase its expenses. They always want to decrease and increase profitability. Why would they do that? Could it be that because women and men, they're on an equal playing field, and it really just comes down to qualification, or it comes down to who you know, or it comes down to what you know? Have you ever thought about that? Maybe it has nothing to do with your gender. Have you ever thought about that? Of course they don't think about that, because it makes too much sense, because it's something that really doesn't hold up their argument. They don't think about these things. What I'm trying to get people to understand is, sometimes what we think the reason why we didn't get the job isn't the reason why we didn't get the job. You being a woman has nothing to do with not getting the job. Okay? In addition, there are so many female CEOs, so many female COOs, CFOs, right? So many females that are on, I'm sorry, women. I don't hate the word females. It's just women. I'll say women, okay? Because you can have a female dog, cat, deer, whatever. Women. There are so many women that are on very high-ranking commission boards that are a part of our U.S. embassy, that are a part of lawmaking practices, that are a part of so many different facets of life, in addition to having the blessing, to having the anatomy of carrying a child and the natural instinct to bear children and to have a family unit. What is so wrong about a woman wanting a husband? I talk about this all the time. I am the woman in the group that will say, hey, I eventually want to get married and I want to have kids. I want a home. I want to set my kids up for college. I want to have, you know, land, X, Y, and Z. Okay. For some reason, my feminist friends, I don't want a man. I can do it on my own. I can have a child by myself. I can do that, which you can, okay? And the real feminists have fought for that right. But these third wave new age feminists are literally fighting against men. I had a friend said, I hate men. She stood up and said with all her might and conviction that she hates men. And I said, wait a minute. How do you hate men and you have a father? How do you hate men and you're dating a man? How do you hate men and men are all around you in this workplace? Then she says, well, I don't hate men. It's just, you know, I just still feel oppressed. And I feel oppressed because when I walk out of a building and if it's nighttime, me as a woman, I have to protect myself. It was the most mind-boggling answer I've ever heard in my life, that she feels oppressed because she has to protect herself. Well, newsflash, everyone has to protect themselves. Yes, you are a woman. There may be people targeting you because you're a woman, but you are not oppressed. You are not oppressed. Let's go to a real country. Let's go to Yemen. Okay, let's go to any Middle Eastern country where Islam is very radical. And let's see how well you do there. For some reason, we have forgotten that in the world, there are places worse than America. We have forgotten that. We are so spoiled that we have forgotten that there are worse places for women in America, that women who actually really get raped and under Sharia law can never go to court, okay? These are real things still happening in 2019. So further to my point, when I try to understand the logic of a feminist, it never makes sense to me. Now, it may make sense to people who are feminists, but one thing I think that will unite two opposing views is logic, is facts, right? Are things that we can agree on mutually. With a feminist, I can never, ever, ever, ever come to some sort of mutual agreement. Oh, well, you know, the other argument is, well, you know, we're just fighting to be equal to men. Okay, it sounds really good. But what are you not equal to men in? Well, we have periods. So you're upset because our bodies have a natural instinct, okay? A natural process that aids in reproduction because we are reproductive beings. You're mad at man because we have periods. You're mad at man because you want to be a whore. You want to go out here and sleep with a bunch of men, right? Because you feel so empowered. You want to sleep with a bunch of men, but then you wonder why people call you a whore after you've done all these acts. So it's like, it's those very gray areas. Women want to be so empowered, so put on a pedestal, but then when it comes to the real values, the core values, the values that this country built off of traditionally, you feel empty because you don't have any of those values. You're basically, for me, third wave radical feminism is not moral. I truly don't believe it. It really isn't. It's about women having sex with whoever they want to have sex with, women not wanting to have a life partner and a husband. Women don't want to raise children anymore, which is why they're advocating for babies being killed after the third trimester up until birth in some states. This is what's happening because women hate men. It has nothing to do with being equal. It has everything to do with superseding men. Now, point in case, I watch a reporter. His name is Owen Schroyer. Owen Schroyer is a reporter for InfoWars. InfoWars has its own thing going on. People hate him. People love him. I listen to InfoWars, okay? He was out in a crowd, and I think it was like a pro-choice march or a women's rights march. And of course, he had his MAGA stuff on because he's a patriot and he supports conservative values and our president and our country. So he's there interviewing people. And in the midst of his interview, of course, these people are not nice to him because the left is so intolerable of any other idea. He's in the crowd asking questions about women's rights. What is it that women don't have that men do? So while he's having a very civil discussion with one of the men, okay, at the women's rights march, a woman comes up and grabs his genitals, literally, and says, if our president can grab women by the P word, then I can grab you by the D word, and gropes him. And he replies and he says, she just touched my private area. Women in this country are so privileged that they can grab a man, grope a man inappropriately, and get away with it. When I saw that happen, and when I saw the reaction of the people that were at the women's march and how they supported her, I knew that this was no longer about being equal. This is about superseding men, dominating men, and taking men out. To sort of wrap up today's podcast, I want to get down to what really, in my opinion, is toxic about feminism. It's the dismissal, the disapproval, the dismay for family. Most very radical feminists in this day and age don't want a family. And they're starting to build these horrible prototypes of what a family should look like that is totally different. That is the complete antithesis of what a traditional family is supposed to be. People are scared of tradition. Like, tradition is so bad. Women no longer want to get married. Women no longer want to save themselves for marriage. Women no longer want to have children. They think that all of the natural instincts in their bodies, such as the gift of bearing children, such as the gift of being loved by someone else and recognized under God, is something that is not good. They really think that it is a bad idea. But I want you guys to think for a second. Why does this generation think they're smarter than the last generation, or the generation before that, or the one before that? For some reason, this generation thinks they got it all together. It couldn't be further from the truth. We have literally busted up the strongest entity in our lives, which is family. And we're doing it on purpose now. We're not even wanting to do it right. Celebrities who have kids out of wedlock, right? Very influential people who promote having children out of wedlock. Very influential people who promote aborting children, even if there's nothing wrong, and just simply saying, it's your choice. Influential people promoting that being with a man is oppressive. These are things that conservative women have to fight every day. Because not only was this country founded upon that, it's the right thing to do. Women who are feminists, and this is just my prediction, in the next 60 years will be very unhappy unless they change their ways, unless they understand that men are going to be here. Every great civilization, every law that has been passed, even Roe versus Wade, okay? This was done by men. As much as you hate it, as much as you don't want to hear it, men will always be a part of your life. You came from one. Your mother birthed you. Your father had to impregnate her. Do we forget how children get here? Men will always be here. Men will always matter. You can't wipe them out, okay? You can't dismiss them. And if he's a true man, and if he's an alpha male, and if he understands himself in God, he won't even stand for it. So you'll really be alone. And I'll tell you this much. As a radical feminist, you may find a man that you can connect with that's a feminist himself. But what you won't find is the truth. Because the truth of the matter is, women are not over men. Are there situations where men overstep their boundaries? I'm very sure of that. Have there been instances where men have abused women? I am so sure of that. But as the natural divine order, God over man, man over woman, woman over child, that divine order will not be interrupted just because you want to put on a pussy hat. It's just not going to happen. And to the comment of most feminists about one of the best presidents of all time, President Trump, when he said, they'll let you do anything. They'll even let you grab them by the P word. Was he lying? Are there not women out here who prey on billionaire men, on millionaire men, on men with anything these days? Is he lying? Is he not telling the truth about how immoral women are at times just to get close to a man that has money, that they will do anything to get that man? Is he lying? I'm not saying it's right, but is he telling a lie? This is where I cannot connect, because women want to be empowered so much They want all these rights that they already have. But when it comes down to the moral shame of it, they fold. So you want to be all of this. You want to do what you want to do. You want to sleep with who you want to sleep with. You want to abort babies however many times. But when that shame closes in, you don't want to acknowledge that you just might be wrong. Thank you so much for listening to The Conservative Sip, and I can't leave you guys without the wine of the week. This week, I am drinking a 2015 Malbec Colomé. This is an Argentinian wine that's among the top 2% of the wines of the world. You can expect plum, blackberry, oak, chocolate, smoky, earthy leather tones with a great finish on the back end with the tannins. It is probably one of the best Malbecs I've ever tried in my whole 27 years. It's one of my favorites. Once again, this is a 2015 Colomé. And if you guys pick this up, please let me know how you enjoy it. If you want to impress her or if you want to impress him, this is the way to go. Very cost effective. I didn't pay over $25 for this bottle of wine, and I was very impressed. Make sure you decant it for about 20 minutes and serve. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Conservative Sip. I'll see you guys next time.